Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
This Monday, YouTube, all right? All right, see you there. I don't know. What else should we talk about? I am not exaggerating about how fucking upset I am. It's not a bit. It's, you know, sometimes on the show, I'll say, I'm not really this mad. It's just fun to have fake passion. I'm this fucking upset. And it's about me and my friend Craig, and it's fucking real. What am I going to talk about? Fucking Lizzo, who gives a shit? The greatest woman ever is a fat shamer and made people eat bananas out of pussies? Okay, who cares? I got a real fucking problem over here. Oh, you don't know about this, Chemda? Do you know about Lizzo?
No. I've heard of her, and I
three of Lizzo's former dancers. By the way, my last album, I have like a little Lizzo joke, not at her expense at all. It's just if you know the lyric, it's funny I say it. And I was going to call my album Truth because it's about, you know, we don't have to put up with bullshit. Her album's called Truth Hurts. Oh, thank God we didn't get that out yet. Three of Lizzo's former dancers are suing the Truth Hurts pop star, as well as Big Girl, Big Touring, and choreographer blah 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 for subjecting them to weight shaming and sexually degrading behavior. Yeah, it goes on and on. And then you got other people going, I work with her too. She's very abusive. She's apparently a piece of shit. Who wasn't one of the good ones other than Lizzo? And then the people are pulling up, you know, old things that she wrote on Instagram. Amsterdam, you were incredible. We laughed, we danced, we sang, we cried, we ate bananas. Miss you already. Yeah, the wink is that you made women eat bananas out of like some, you know, some red light district woman. Yeah, I hear you. I'm too riled up. Anyway, so that's
ew.
Yeah, yes, but at least it's fruits and vegetables. So I got these texts.
The most starchy one, if you want to get into it, which I know you don't. But that's
oranges,
why I said
citrus.
It anyway, just to kind of delay your.
How about a little apple fruit salad? Put a cucumber out your ass. Shit out of fruit salad. No, that's magic. All right, Chemda. I got these fucking. I got a phone call from Craig Klein. This is all true. Like how upset I am. Like 11 p.m. Now, you may have heard about acid. 11 p.m. apparently is the witching hour, right? So let's respect 11 p.m. Oh, my God. So he called. I checked the log. I checked the logs. The call lasted 2 minutes. You motherfucker, why did you put up that pre-show? You know how that makes it. Something like this. It's not a quote. Why would you think that's cool? And I'm like, I got to hang up. This is my best friend of 20 fucking years. I obviously knew him before Keith and the Girl. I knew him before Chemda. I'm not. I have to hang up on you?
Hold on.
Yeah.
It's 11 p.m. yesterday, right?
Is correct. What we're talking. Yes.
Yesterday we recorded a show with Craig.
Yes.
There was during mic check. He talked about some stuff that you thought would be fun to put.
Would be so fun to put and.
So you put it into the start of the show, and people were downloading it.
And I know you're probably going to say this, but I'm riled up. I said to Chemda, like, what do you think? Like, keep some of that in? And she goes, yeah, you know, nothing weird was said. I called him. He was on, it seemed like he was on speaker. His girlfriend was definitely in the room and said, hey, I'm thinking about putting in the pre-show, which I mentioned actually as we were doing it, but I'm thinking about putting that in. I'll edit it. Should I run it by you or just put it up as is? Put up as is. Whatever you do is cool. Fuck you for what you put up, idiot, he says.
Did he use those words? That's
no,
what I usually like.
No, not idiot. But yeah, the fuck you words. Absolutely. Worse than idiot. Yeah, the fuck you words. And, I'm not a sensitive soul. You should have known better. Why did you do that? That kind of thing.
Was he actually angry?
Oh, he was livid. I'm going to tell you text. So if I'm paraphrasing the phone call, that's fine. I'll read you a fucking text that isn't paraphrasing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 minutes tops. I think Apple rounded up, by the way.
So you picked up the call at 11 p.m.
Yeah, sure, it's my pal, yeah.
No, no, that's fine. I thought he left
I'm
a
up
message.
At 11 sometimes. I'm not going to lie to right. you folks.
I didn't get this until this morning.
Right, so. Right, because he's a little fucking trickster. So this was at 11:17. Then he starts texting at 11:27.
Wait, how did you guys get off the phone?
I hung up. I'm like, sorry, got to hang up. Fuck this. Oh. Fuck you. You're wrong. I didn't try to fuck you. I didn't put out a thing to fuck you. And you said, well, it doesn't matter what I said. Did I not say it right? You know not to put that up. Now what do you remember is in that pre-show? He fake yells at his girlfriend like, darling, I swear to God, if I got to say darling a second time, like, okay. It goes into like she was abused and somehow him meant saying something in the first part was bad. Well, then don't make that joke to your girlfriend. It didn't confuse me. I was laughing. I thought it was funny. Get your shit together. Somehow it's my fault. It's not even. And I don't even think it's that. But then, you know, cut to you get phone calls or texts this morning. Take down the whole pre-show. So what is it? Which part of it? Again, I'll tell you text and make it make more sense, but. Dude, I didn't get 5 hours sleep last night easily. I'm an old man. I need more. And then the bullshit that you get this morning. Why don't you write Kyle, asshole? Because I'll tell you what, sometimes if you catch Kyle in the right way, she thinks I should make up with my dad. So why don't you email Zerk? Why don't you include everybody? What the fuck? All right, here are the texts. I texted. Okay, after the phone call, I started the text. Don't tell me where it's at. Make me work at it. You're wrong. Meaning, you're asking me to take something that, first of all, you know how offensive that is to me, but that's okay. I guess something happened and you're my best friend. Okay. You know what? We'll take it down. Shit. Don't get confused, listeners. I'm sorry. Don't get confused, comedians.
this was pre-show. It wasn't part of the show.
Right.
You know, it's not necessary to be in there.
Sure. But we talked about it. But tell me where it is that you have a problem with something. I don't know why he was upset. Did I jump ahead too fast and say I took down the whole pre-show? Because that's done now. But I didn't know what he was upset at. Why would you put it? He didn't say pre-show. Like, why would you have me say that? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Okay.
Oh, God.
I got different texts.
Oh, we'll get there.
I thought he was clear, but you both had a whole bunch of stuff before I came into the scene, so I don't know.
Well, let's see what happens, and then we'll get to your text. Interesting.
No. I got the group text. There was no side conversation. Right.
No, I know. Hey, guy, he says, and I think that's fair to say. I knew this guy for 20 years. I think I'm reading this correctly. Hey, guy, you're in a position to use discretion, and that was far beyond deserving a, hey, what do you think about this? If you can't see that, then fairly, I will make a point to be much more mindful of signing off generally. So then generally, if I were on air, I don't want it aired. That easy enough for you?
If it wasn't on air, I think he's saying if it wasn't part of the show, let's make it not part of the show.
Right, but I literally called you dumb fuck. I literally called you. That easy enough for you? Do you get it now? That's what I'm doing, Craig. Of 20 years, I'm tricking you for what? It's actually work to edit that together, by the way. This is going to be so worth it. I don't care if it ruins a friendship. I don't care if it ruins his new relationship with his girl. What's going to happen is going to be so fucking worth it. He might not be my friend again, but it's going to be such a good 12 minutes. What the fuck? He texted back, I'm rehearing the beginning for the third time. What? No, that was me. Sorry. I'm rehearing the beginning for the third time. What? I'm like, I don't know what you're upset about. You're not telling me. I legit don't know. Craig says, I call her a bottom bitch. What the fuck don't you get? I'm not going to argue about this. I'll cut to Ron Howard, but he will argue about this. Do what you want. I don't think he, well, spoiler, he doesn't mean it. I go, I guess I did. I'm heartless. So I'm definitely in a mode. I was wrong, he says, for speaking so inconsiderately. I was wrong for assuming you had a fucking brain. All the same text. Yeah. I was wrong for speaking inconsiderately. Okay, no problem. Hey, again, comedians, I won't do this for you. I'll do this for Craig. I'll take that. But the same text, I was wrong for assuming you had a fucking brain. Fuck you. I'll deal with the consequences, he says. Oh, okay. Good conversation. I wrote, you had me at fuck. He goes, make an example out of me. Great content. Make an example out of me. Great content. Sadia wins, Craig. Sadia just won. God damn it. What the? That's me. 20 years. Whatever it is for content, I'll fuck my own friend. Whatever it is. As if I'm not hoping and trying to get to know you and your girlfriend and introduce the audience to you two. As if I'm not trying that. But I was just doing something dirty for content that somehow you said, and again, innocuous. Anytime a fucking listener, sorry, I keep saying listener. Anytime a guest goes, hey, can you take this out? I talked about my grandmother. I'm like, you didn't say nothing bad. It's like this. I didn't hear nothing bad, but okay. But now it's whatever Keith needs for content. This is all real. I'm this fucking mad. I wrote, you use your friends? Shame on you. As if he's saying, you use your friends. Fuck you. He wrote, what are you quoting, retard? I never said that. I said, I swear, if you think I'm not fucking following these twists and turns. By the way, I'll tell you something that does piss me off. Whenever I type a mistake in one word, he's like, what does this mean? And the next thing he said was whatever, but he spelled it W-H-T-E-V-E-D-R. I think that's my real problem. And then I literally typed middle finger emoji. I said, no, you're encouraging hate. I didn't try to show you in the best light, and now I took advantage? Fuck off. He said, if I were speaking about someone's traumatic life, I would use tact. Oh, what a producer. I'm a piece of shit. Unfortunately, I was terribly obscene in speaking quickly. By the way, whenever he called me on the phone, I did go, is she making you feel this way? Which it's fine if it's on your own, but I'm just curious. It's fine either way. He's like, no, it's just common sense. Well, it's not. If I were speaking about someone's traumatic life, I would use tact. Unfortunately, I was terribly obscene in speaking quickly while rushing to show. I take responsibility for that. But come the fuck on. If you can't see how that might be extremely hurtful for anyone, much less someone I'm in a romantic relationship with, then that's fucking insane. There's no paraphrasing. You said that. Who am I? Craig, who am I? If I would have done this on show, that's a different story. You're acting like I'm fucking tricked you. I have an obligation to be responsible, but pre-show off-air? Fuck, I called you, asshole. But pre-show off-air and not using my head? Totally different. This should not be a discussion. I wrote, fascinating. Eat my ass. He wrote, okay, I get it. Do ya? Do you get it? I said, you have a way with words. Fuck you. He said, Mr. Wordsmith over here. Jesus, fuck, I'm listening again. This is not a show, he says. This is me talking about how to go about doing this show. This is a total fucking betrayal, he said. This is a total fucking betrayal. This is all him. Fuck you. You sure did get me. Okay, an hour and who knows how many downloads later. It's still up. Hope it was worth it. Lose my number. This is something when I told one of my stupid stepkids. No offense. I don't want to get in more trouble. One of my kids, stepkids, was doing something stupid. And I go, dude, you got to get your shit together. And they went, you know what? Lose my number. I'm like, oh, I think I give you more than you give me. How about that? This is my best friend going, lose my number. Okay. Spoiler. He finds it. Hope it was worth it. Lose my number. Gotcha. Some friend. I don't know why it's so important for you to show my ass, but I'm sure you have your reasons. I'm broken up about it. I texted, I promise I hear you. And I hear you. Our friendship matters exactly that much. Don't act like I like art more than friendship, you fucking weirdo.
Is any part of you during this, at the start of this,
that I should stop this, because he's instigating hate? Yeah. And then he texted, again, and I'm not the better person. Fuck you. I don't know what you want taken off. So I can't make a move now. So fuck you. If I really could center myself, I guess I'd figure out, like, please, I'm begging. What part do you want taken off? I said that. What part do you want taken off? Fuck you. You don't even know you used me. Well, fuck you. How about that? I didn't know you for 2 decades. I will respond back. You got me. I'm that simple. Twenty fucking years, he says, and it comes down to this. I said you, not me. He says, I fucked up. You refused to help me out. Thanks, pal. And I said, fuck off. Tell me, he says, why is it so important? I texted back, go on. He says, why do you insist on keeping it up? I said, fuck you, it's not that. Fuck off. Then why is it still up? I wrote, because I hate you? Then he says, why did you post on Reddit since I asked the same show file? Because it's half automated, dumb fuck. So are you acting like you said, don't, can you take something down that you didn't tell me what? And then I went, fuck you, and went on Reddit and posted it to fuck you. That's what I did, Craig. I did that, Craig. That's me. That's somebody you know. I wouldn't, if you told me, like, somehow scientifically you showed me that I was getting on his nerves, like, over years. And like this, you know, like the fight isn't really about the fight. It would blow my mind. This is out of fucking nowhere. Fuck you. Fuck you. Typing all this shit. Why did you post it then? I listened to all the threads. I go, no, what? He goes, iTunes, Reddit link, the app. Okay. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what to take out. So nothing was taken out. Dumb fuck! You posted the show link since I asked, and that link is to the show with the intro. I wrote, fuck you. And he said, in my comment, why? Just tell me. I don't know, because I'm an alien Keith Malley's body. Suck my dick. I said, Your Honor, he had me at fuck off. Okay, he says, I don't know why I expected anything less. I don't know why, from a piece of shit. Well, hi, nice to meet you. What's your real hang up, dumb fuck? You asshole. You got me. Again, I didn't fucking sleep. You got me. You tried to poke and you got me. How about you care about her so fucking much, you tell me the part to take out? Were you guys texting together? And you're like, and did she say, well, he should know better? You know, I'm just putting this on her for a second. Anything could make sense. Were you texting together? And then you're like, yeah, I shouldn't even have to tell you send. Like, what could make sense? You can't tell me. And obviously, I love you. I don't know what you're trying to say. But if you're saying that you took it down, I didn't say that. Then why not just say that? Because I didn't. Also, if you did, it's still playing the same on iTunes and app. This is a Craig talking about Saudi. It's like, it's not a hostage negotiation. I have you surrounded. What the fuck are you saying? I didn't say I took anything down. I don't know what to take down. I wrote, yeah, it's still bad. Eat my ass. Then he texted Adam and goes, the October trip, where we're going to go to the Joshua Tree together, three of us. October trip is over. Then text Kyle too. Fuck off. Now I got to explain to Adam what happened. And I'm like, luckily we send memes all day, so it'll get lost. But what the fuck, you mother? It's all in the narrative. Sorry, what were you saying?
Well, funny, because what I was going to say is Ryan V is saying only Joshua Tree and more acid could fix this.
Right. Well, I can't go. And if anybody's thinking like, hey, are you ruining the relationship more? I am not wrong any percent. I love being wrong. There's nothing more beautiful and sweet and powerful. No, okay. I'm being serious. Right. I'm being serious in that to say I'm not shy about saying sorry. But this is him 100%, and this is the only way it's going to get aired, quite frankly. Because no, I'm not sitting down and talking to him about it right now.
For real?
For real.
Forever?
No, I don't know. But okay. I'm not calling him anytime soon. I'm not going in October. Yeah, for real. A little bit. I got a free week in October. What do you guys want to do? Yeah, a little bit. Then he texts you and me. Let's see. Now I have a girl crying on the phone.
I saw that.
I have a girl crying on the phone, the picture of a Chicago pimp. This is who she was groomed by terms of bottom bitch, and properly aligns with her liability falsely. Have a fucking heart.
I don't know that I got that. Are you reading the group text?
Yeah. Below the car picture. Have a heart. That's what kind of had to wake up to. I'm not acting like she's fragile, but what the fuck? Leave a note on my mom's grave, just to be clear.
I think it's okay to include me in on this. It's my show.
Of course, but it's a trick to do it in the morning. To do it like that it feels like a fucking trick. The same way he wrote Adam.
I think he ran was out a of trick. Ideas.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, but they go together. It all goes together. You're trying to fuck me. I said, I guess I'll, oh, you were here. I guess I'll figure out where bottom bitch was said. You relax. I'll worry about it. Tell me where, motherfucker. No, relax. That's what I meant. You relax. I'll figure it the fuck out. It's so important. What upset your girlfriend that you won't tell me what part? Well, that's fascinating shit. Don't try to help me. I said, just blame me. And then God forbid, I know I'm just reaching here. But God forbid they don't work out. I guarantee it's going to be my fault.
You could be wrong. You know how you love being wrong.
I'd love to apologize if I'm really wrong. I'm sorry. I'm barely wrong. But I'm not wrong now. I'm not wrong now. It's fucking weird. This is fuck awful. You and fuck Roseanne. And Chappelle has a hang-up about trans shit. There, suck on it. Holy Christ. This is the laughter the Joker did before he killed everybody.
That I believe. Okay. Is that everything?
Yeah, I think so. What do you think?
I think this is very sad. I think that Craig was having an emergency situation in his heart.
Let me help you help it.
I'm not saying so. I'm saying he had an emergency situation in his heart.
Sure.
That he tried to express it. Sounds like poorly. Sounds like poorly.
It's starting to sound poorly, right?
Sounds like poorly. And there was a weight behind it of 20 something years of friendship, and his shorthand was not working very well.
The opposite.
Right. So you guys were just poking each other in the worst place, hoping that your years of friendship will have you see through this anger into what you really want.
I don't know if that's true on my end, because about halfway through text when I was reading, fuck you, I meant it. Fuck you. Fuck you. What? Who is this? Who are you? Fuck off. I knew that's how the night would have ended. I knew that.
Who is this and who are you? I think Craig expected you to understand where he was coming from, where that's not how you understand things. This is not your version of sensitivity.
You also
you are
don't
not
have
sensitive
to...
in the same way. You're not emotional in the same way. And you don't have responses to the things that you say in the same way that he has responses to the things that he says.
This feels important.
He says things, and then he feels guilty about them. He doesn't have 19 years of experience on a microphone, not taking back what he said.
No, but he has 20-some experience with me personally. He has even more experience to know me.
Yes, and he slipped up in the way that he spoke to you, not speaking to his best friend of 20 years.
Fucking 20 pages of text.
I don't want to tell you.
Can you keep the receipts? I'll murder you right now.
I don't want to tell you that you have to take someone yelling at you or using those words, but I think what was hoping to happen is 20 years of friendship means that maybe I'm not in a good place right now. Don't respond
so
to me.
So you're willing to blow 20 years of friendship? That's what you'll
you
do to me?
Were.
That's a
you
text.
You both were.
No, that's a text.
I know that that's a text.
Okay,
I know,
that's important because there's 20 of those.
Have you ever known Craig to talk like that to anybody?
No, that's why it's shocking and fucking upsetting. And then it started the next day. So it's not drugs or a hangover or being too tired. It started the next day today. I woke up to this again. So it's not you lost your shit for a second.
You don't have to lose your shit for a second.
No, you're allowed 48 hours. Everybody knows that.
You're allowed whatever you want. That doesn't mean that you
not
get,
to me, you're not, I guess.
I understand that. I'm not going to tell you to accept anything. But
you don't have to come. Like what Craig, I wanted to say is you don't have to come to me and be like, you know, a person. Thoughts and prayers. How you doing? Oh, are you okay? I'm so sorry. We say thoughts and prayers on the show like a joke because, you know, it's stupid when a whole group of people are shot up and all you say is thoughts and prayers. But also, like, to me, when you say it, it's like, yeah, you're just reaching for something. You don't mean it. So my point is, you don't got to talk to me a certain fucking way. I hope the audience hears that.
Yeah.
But you could say fuck you. But what the fuck is this?
You know, when you listen to the last two shows with him on, you guys speak very aggressively to each other.
Yeah.
And it's all a joke.
Yes.
And then, you know, even after that is like, hey, was it all a joke? You know?
I thought it was clear, yes. But this is not even close, though, is my point. My point is, yeah, we could talk, you know, I was going to say tough, but that's not the word. But we can talk fake tough to each other. This is so beyond to me. That's what I want to be clear. I want to be clear about my sensibilities. This is, I'm not a fucking baby, especially when I talk to either of my two friends, Adam and Craig, but this, oh my God, I really turned this paper into potpourri. This is nuts. This is nuts. And it obviously it's making me this angry.
Yeah. And I don't think now is a good time to go, can your friend get a little nuts and get a pass.
Because, right, that's the poll. Because I'll say yes.
Well, because,
I mean, what the fuck? Is this,
you know,
a little
people,
nuts?
People say that.
Then apologize and know that I'm no percent wrong. Know that when
apologize?
You give it. And if you don't want to, if you think I'm 1% wrong, then don't give the apology. Me and Kenda didn't see anything wrong with it, and I called you about it, and I heard your girlfriend's voice in the background, and you said yeah, absolutely, of course, no problem, like, we had fun. That happened. No percent is my stupid brain not having common sense, you fuck.
Didn't he apologize?
No. In the exact same text. Yeah, I made a mistake. I rushed to something too fast. But use your fucking head, bro. That was the apology in the same fucking text. I ripped on my paper. You know I can't read it.
Should I pull out my thread? Because yeah, sure. I thought, because in my, I didn't know all of this other stuff was happening.
No, that's important. The other stuff is important. Right, because he tricked. He tricked. And then he tries to use that word. He called me a trickster. You button pushing bitch.
Hey, oh.
Well, he knows that's going to upset me, trickster. Like, how lazy and fuck you.
Let me be clear. I was wrong. I was flippant. It is my fault.
Okay.
That's from him.
Right. To you. I mean, to us both, but, kind of there were texts before that. But, yeah, I hear you. Go on.
And then you said, so now it's the whole pre-show. Is that what you're saying? Hello, dumb fuck. Say what you want.
Yeah.
And I was like, this sounds real.
Yeah, it was real. It was very real.
There's more, but like, it's just a lot of take it down, fuck you, don't answer, you don't answer, you know, it's just...
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. Keith says, fuck off, like...
Right, fuck off already. He's not telling me what to take down. I'm telling him to fuck off. It doesn't mean we're even. It means I'm saying fuck off. What's it? Fuck off, please. May you go fuck yourself. You're not telling me shit, so there's nothing I can do about it. Fuck off. I think that's clear. I don't think there's tricks in that. Fuck yourself.
I think
yes.
Anna has it. Panic is not a good place to make requests from. And I think that's my point, but like, you know, I don't want to be like, hey, you should tolerate this, that, or anything.
This is crazy to me. Obviously, I know what I'm doing right now on the show. It's that fucking upsetting.
Right. It's crazy. So one might ask, and I'm not sure if this is appropriate. I don't know if this is appropriate, but when your friend comes at you crazy after 20 years of not coming at you like that. Is it somewhere there? Like, my friend is coming at you.
No, not after a phone call and text. Obviously, yes. Obviously, you have goodwill forever. If I see him in a fight, the other guy's dead. I don't even care whose fault it was. Yes, of course there's goodwill. Of course. But the fuck out of here.
This is, it sounds like he was having a traumatic something.
For 2 days?
Yes. This could last for a long time. But yes, 2 days.
You think it was that pill that he took in the pre-show? I'm sorry, that was behind the scenes. Shit.
Also, there's a history of he thinks he's talking to someone named Kevin. You know, this is confusing.
I refuse to believe he's fucking insane.
Listen, this. If you listen to you guys talking, sometimes you both are talking to two different people. And you're just, it's flowing off of you because nothing serious is happening. Now something serious happens and you only know to talk to each other from a dumb fuck place. And that's it. You picked up the ball. You usually, you know, volley it and smack it back. And these words don't matter. It doesn't matter how aggressive you come from. It doesn't matter.
A phone call and 20 pages of text. That's deliberate. That's meaningful. And the next day. That's in his head and he meant it.
I'm not minimizing that. Yes, I'm not minimizing that. What I'm saying is, and I don't know.
I never thought I'd be talking to Rod or Karen Morrow, and they go, hey, was Craig an asshole? Was your guest an asshole?
So you know what? Let's call Craig an asshole, right? For that call last night.
Oh, thank you. Yes. And the text. Okay. Yes. Thank you.
He misunderstood you. He
didn't misunderstand anything. Tell me what to take down.
Okay. But he's coming at you like an asshole.
Yes. Does someone, of an asshole, yes.
Yes. Does someone get a pass, or is Craig just an asshole now?
Craig is oddly a fucking asshole now.
Do you...
It's shocking to me. I can't have the poll be, should somebody get a pass after 20 years? Of course you do. This is fucking... I've seen Craig in all situations in 2 decades, and he has to me too. This, what the fuck? This is different. This is different. Of course, I've seen him for 20 fucking years. This, though, what the fuck?
Right. So what the fuck might have needed a breath? If someone's coming at you in a way that they've never came at you for 20 years.
I said, fuck off. Those were his texts I read. Me, I just chimed in every so often. Tell me or don't. Fuck off. I think Sean I did Brown. Okay. I think I breathed okay, quite frankly.
Well, Sean Brown.
Okay. I heard that eye roll.
Yeah, well, okay. I can only respond the way I respond. Sean Brown is saying, Kev would have understood, bruh.
Kendall would have, yeah, yeah.
Kev.
Oh, Kevin would have got it. Kevin
and Mimi is saying Kevin was out of town.
Kevin wasn't there tonight.
Oh, this, I don't know. This is only sad. And I don't
thoughts want and prayers.
To ask people
thoughts and
to
prayers.
Give each other a pass. I'm just...
It's so... I wouldn't know how to... Like, you know what? Honest to God, I got the newspaper this morning. I walked back. There was a pigeon would look like an olive branch in his mouth. I'm not joking. Flew away.
Is there anywhere near you?
Not now. No, he does it.
That goes... This person was in a panic. And... I don't, it's not that I don't like Craig. I don't like Craig in a panic. He sees me differently.
But I've never seen that. Sure. I haven't seen him in a panic like this in 20 fucking years.
Exactly.
And again, it's, he slept and then woke up
and
the fuck yous came again.
That happens to
people. It's interesting. Okay. Well, I never saw this Craig before, so it's very upsetting.
Exactly.
I'm using it. Like, how do we? Yeah, can we work it out? Yes. Honestly, I think we will. Honestly, I think this show helps that he hears my fucking point of view. Maybe he thinks it makes it worse. I can give a shit. I think it's better because I'm not calling.
Well,
can
you
it work out eventually?
Because-
yeah, of course. But how do I talk to him on the show again and not be now that I know we all grow and change? How do we talk to him on the show again and not be nervous?
Okay, Ryan V is saying, you've never known him as someone in his mid-40s before, though.
Yeah, so it's worse. I look forward to his 50s.
Mimi Cherry says, I think everyone should go back to their corners. Have some water, take
yeah,
a breath.
Right. It's not fucking even. I got beat the fuck up. I was in the audience. The boxer came down and started beating me up. We're not in our corners. We're not in the fucking ring together.
This makes you feel better because you like one-way conversations, working things out instead of with a therapist on the show. So this is most people's therapy looks like. And then they go back with the information and see if it could work out.
Sure.
Or don't go back ever.
You know what I'm thinking? What if me and Craig just know each other for 20 years and we work it out? Come on, guys. Come on. Come on.
I don't want to come off like I'm saying that. Okay. I don't want to come off like I'm just minimizing
seriously guys
all of the things and just you should always fear, because I don't want to go to someone in a 20-year relationship, one person just hit the other and go like, but you have all this history. I understand that. If just understand if I'm coming off like that, I'm not.
Okay.
It's just
my apologies. See how fun that was for me. Oh my god. All right. I don't know. I'm looking at news stories, too. I'm like, who gives a shit?
You know, I think it's hard to have fights with friends because you feel like...
I don't mind a fight or an argument. Like, me and Adam had some fairly recently. Nothing big at all, I promise. But we can fucking debate something. I'm not a pussy to fucking arguing. I don't mind it. It's these aren't the words, but it's a spice of life. You have a great argument, and you know, we kind of said that the other day with Greg. Like, how exciting, you and your girlfriend had some kind of argument your first date, and you solved it. That's beautiful. I don't mind arguing. What the fuck was this?
Well, there's arguing with you, and there's going about the argument with you as a trickster in mind, and I don't think that people come back to that from that when approaching you like that. Because I think, you know, his trauma put you in a trauma place, and now you're both responding from that place, and no one's telling you not to.
When you think about it, aren't we both hurt?
If you can take a breath, you are. If you
of course I am.
Breath, but you couldn't take a breath.
Right. I did the best I could. I wrote fuck you every so often. I did the best I could. That's, I did pretty I did pretty good, folks. I did pretty good.
Glitter wants us to call this episode Whitney Houston Part 2. What does that mean?
We're I'm not sure, but we're the Diamond Dogs. We're the Beaver Boys with a Z, and that we were going to call the show Whitney Houston. I'm not sure if that's what he means. I say we call it hot soup, and then parentheses Craig versus Keith.
Oh God, that's, I don't want to put the Craig versus Pete Keith part, but it makes sense. Hot soup indeed. Oh God, somebody blow on the soup, please. Use a spoon. You. Oh my God, I know that you can chug it, but don't. Oh my God. Hate to say this, is a weird thing to say. I would love to talk to Craig right now.
Sure.
When I got those texts, it was really when I texted you guys. And then I started texting back like, oh, hey, I hate to be a part of like what caused you hurt feelings. And right. I was like working out this answer. And then you guys started actually texting. And I was like, oh, this is not for me.
It never was, quite frankly, Craig.
No.
I know it's her show. I know it's her show, Craig. But
I get why I got it, and he wasn't getting what he needed, so he included the other host.
He tried Adam. That didn't work, so he tried you.
Don't put other things in it. He tried Adam because Adam tried.
We can't go into October. Plan's canceled, so that's a trick, and it goes to why he texted you.
Take it down, Keith. Don't add where there doesn't.
You can when there's a bunch of things. Add the fuck up.
You're angry enough. Just wait 1 second. Him reaching out to his friend Adam. That's it.
Including me. Then do it on the side, asshole. You're doing it with me. Right to him. You really want the showdown? Right to him on the side. How about that? You're including me deliberately.
That would be worse. I don't.
Who the fuck knows? It's all the same. I take it back.
I know.
Who the fuck knows? What's the worst?
I know. But you're both adding to stuff that's already happening.
Yeah, okay. I added to it. Fuck off.
Mimi Cherry saying, feelings aren't tricks, Keith.
He deliberately called me a trickster because he thought it would upset me because there's the ongoing thing where I think the world's trying to trick me, right? That's what he's trying to do. That's a button pusher shit cunt.
Be careful deciding what he's trying to do.
Well, then I don't know him. I knew him for 20 years. That part's important. So believe me when I tell you I know he was trying to push.
I get that you know him and you absolutely do, but clearly you guys don't know this of yourselves. You had this.
How can we be friends with a girlfriend and not him? How do we get that done? She seems okay. Oh my God. I'm like, Hemda, can we start this show now? And she's like, it's 8 a.m. I'm like, I'm feisty.
And you know what? Let's not fucking bring acid into this as if like this is the cause of shit. Like, don't just decide to schedule one fucking the drugs that have nothing to
do. You think I'm mad argument. Because I did acid and the lingering after effects is I know my friend's a piece of shit. You ever see worm shit?
Now you say that. How much of that do you mean?
None.
Okay.
But he can go fuck himself. No, he's not. He's not worm shit. That's true.
How much do you want to have this friend? Maybe don't answer that yet. Don't answer that yet. Because
no,
honestly,
no, I got a text back. Fuck off.
You're still in a place.
Oh, I'm in a place. Believe me. Yeah. Oh, psychiatrist over there. You're kidding me. I am in a place. That is true. I am. Right, I am in a way.
Don't take away a degree I never had. Okay? That's not for me. Thank you. I disappoint my parents enough. I don't need to like fake disappoint you also. Get out of here with that shit.
That's all I said, but I wrote fuck off. I said, get out of here with that shit.
Glitter Neurosi says, this wouldn't have happened after mushrooms.
Right. Whatever happened to weed? Let's just do Cherry weed.
Says, Mimi Cherry's on fucking fire today. This wouldn't have happened after some afternoon tea.
Right, right. Mushroom tip, probably, but that's still. Funny. How about a nice candy and
have some oolong, some lavender.
How about a little thing I like to call respect? All right.
Well, this is your entertainment today, folks.
We made you laugh.
Mimi also fucking, I'm taking Mimi home with me today. I need this fixed by the top of the hour like a good sitcom.
Right. Exactly. Oh no, they're fighting.
Ryan V is saying, seeing Keith experience feelings I've had is hitting hard.
Yeah.
But he adds an LOL, which I didn't want to add, but I'm going to.
Yeah, well, he doesn't even want to have those feelings, you know. He's like, LOL, forget it. I should have said, fuck off, LOL. I'm keeping this show up. I don't know what you're talking about. LOL, eat a dick.
It sounds like everybody in the chat is about to have tea for you.
Well, I'm free October 6th.
To calm themselves down. Some people's parents never divorced, so they never had to, like, you know, right. They're just like, maybe they should divorce. Now it's actually happening. I don't know.
Well, thank you, everybody. It did feel good. This isn't flippant. I know I'm supposedly airing dirty laundry. I get it. I wouldn't know how to process it otherwise. I really wouldn't.
This is, let me tell you what usually happens. This same thing, just not in front of a mic.
To what, though? For 48 minutes, I'm walking around my house going, you motherfucker? Because no. I did that, believe me.
Yes, you can do that. But this thing with a friend, with people listening in a room, with other people, with one person.
With a guide. You ever see this alien video? It's about 8 hours long. It's pretty fucking cool. It's relaxing.
Oh my God, Mallory on the forums.
The best. They're the best.
So beautiful. So beautiful. And one of the things she wrote was, I would like to apologize. Something about like apologizing for
introducing
the word
guide, right?
Yes. Oh, boy. Speaking of forums and a weird morning, this morning I woke up to pee, as one does. They right. take their phone into the bathroom, but I only have one set of glasses, which hopefully will change. And so if I don't bring the glasses into the bathroom, it's, you know, it's just peeing and gone. So in a way, I'm sure. Like, maybe that's good, right? This morning, I'm like, well, you know, I'm so excited by the forums, you know, like, oh, let's read their opinions and stuff. And I'm like, I'm going to squint this through. I'm squinting. And I come up to like, I think what was the first point. And I read like, Hemda just thinks that. And I'm like, oh, no. Squinting over.
Right. It's like reading. Yeah, right.
That is not my morning.
Never mind. No. Never mind. It's the middle of the night. But you look at your phone and somebody goes, first of all, okay, fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nope, this is not the right time. Maybe never is the right time. Right. And I feel like that's what I do now that I appreciate about myself that I didn't. I would have to be like, well, now I'm extra getting the glasses. Now I'm extra reading and I won't be able to go to sleep until I respond. So tying it into this, when I saw that you guys were actually fighting, I was like, oh, this might have my name in it, but it's not for me.
I did wonder, like, so it's the three of us, me, Craig, and Hemda. And she goes, oh, I just got this text, you know. I don't know what you said. It was either, should we talk about it or are you changing something? And I'm like, no, let's keep this public. Fuck off. And I have to imagine Hemda's like, oh, shit, this is for real.
Yeah, I didn't know. I just thought, like, hey, this didn't seem to be addressed, which is not like you if somebody's, if Craig is asking right. for something. So I was like, did you address this? And I didn't hear the beginning that you put together yet. So right. I said, I got this and I'm going to read it. And then I started composing what I'm going to write to Craig. And then you guys started going and I was like, no, thank you. And of course, old me stepped in just a little bit and considered writing to you guys separately. And I'm like, nope.
Good for you. Good for you. I mean,
sometimes a fan gets the flames higher.
That's true. That's absolutely fucking true. Sounds like Mimi Cherry is trying to make things better. She's just making me yell more.
And you know what? I understood at that stage, everything will make you yell more.
Yes.
It is not going to be what I decide to say or what Craig decides to say anymore. Beyond that point, whatever anyone's saying, unless it's the most hilarious thing you've ever heard, you're just getting more pissed. So I was like, oh, yes. I'm going to go fan myself in a time where I can't even smoke weed. Thank you very much.
Because you had your tooth extracted.
I had my tooth extracted. Thank you.
Damn.
And edibles are going to be fun tonight.
Do you have to chew on the one side?
I had to eat soft food for a day or two. And, you know, they tell you like 72 hours, you can't eat any hard foods. This could open. And here's the thing. They go, don't spit. Okay. That was the first thing. And I go,
what the fuck does that mean?
Right. And I go, don't spit. And I go, wait, why am I getting upset? I don't spit. And then he goes,
I'm not a spitter.
Right. And I'm like, wait, what is spitting related to? And I'm like, oh, wait, how do I brush my teeth? Do I brush my teeth? And he goes, yeah, just open your mouth and let the water out. What?
And funny you had to ask.
Not with water. But.
Funny you had to ask, though, too. Like, when I went to the dentist, got caught up on work, and then I'm like, all right, for another $10, seems like I can get teeth whitening. Anyway, I get it. And they're like, all right, so watch what you eat. You don't want to stain your teeth. And I'm like, okay, now we have to talk. Next thing you know, I get them to say chicken with no spice, blah, blah, blah. And then somehow I ask the third question and they go, yeah, no mouthwash. I didn't know mouthwash was staining. It's the fucking thing you do to not stain.
And then the thing is, right, is he's, you know, I just got out of this procedure. So my head's a little, you know, not because of any medication or anything they did to me, but it's a little weird to have your tooth extracted. Like people are pulling teeth. Like what the fuck?
Right.
So, and he's like, no doing this, no doing that. And he hands me a card. I'm like, is everything on this card? And he goes, yeah. He gave me a list of like 10 things. There were three things on this card. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I thought we were safe. And then he said 72 hours. The card said 42 hours. He said,
yeah,
you know, slightly different. And I go, okay, so I can't spit. Can I swoosh in my mouth? Like, how do I get this like soap out of my mouth essentially after I brush? And he's like, no swooshing either. And I'm like, oh, I get it. You're trying to tell me you can't suck for 2 weeks and
right.
you don't want to use the word suck. Because then you think blowjob, not me.
Right.
You do. So now I go, oh, so I can't suck, right? Because here's what I said. I realized I can't suck. So I go, can I drink through a straw? He goes, oh, no. And I'm like, dude, I've been drinking right. through a straw in front of you for 2 hours right now.
Right. Should I floss? I mean, what the fuck right. do I have to ask you?
Yeah. So he goes, no straw. And I'm like, oh, I literally go, are you trying to tell me I can't suck anything for 2 weeks? And he's like, yeah, no, that would be like, use the word suck.
Right. How about penis? How about penis, though?
Right.
Can I suck penis?
Use the word suck. And then I can't help but think children are working on me right. now that I'm this age. Everyone's a fucking child. In fact, before we started the procedure, you know, he goes, oh, yeah, I got work done and I got put completely under. You don't want that because you wake up and like, you know, when you get put it, and he starts telling
sounds
me
sounds like insurance doesn't pay for it. You know what I mean? You don't want that.
No, because the nitrous insurance doesn't pay for it either. I pay for it. No, he's describing his own trauma. And I look at him and I'm like smiling and I'm just like, you child. He stops and I go, I've had open heart surgery. And he's like, oh, well, yeah, then you know what I'm talking. And I'm like, yeah, relax.
Right.
Everybody relax. Just
everybody
tell me
relax.
What I'm supposed to know and not know and don't. you know, he flavors things like, well, you don't have to worry about the procedure because all we're doing is, I'm like, stop right there. I'm not worried about anything but getting the nitrous. Anything you're about to describe to me is going to be in a bad place in my head, not because of you. This is an irrational fear that I'm going to continue having here. Nothing will fix it except for nitrous. And he giggles, and I'm like, well, we're giggling. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. LOL. All right. LOL.
Because clarity sometimes really throws people off, I think. They're just,
yeah.
You know? Oh, another thing. I go, listen, the last time I was under nitrous, the doctor worked something out with me where, you know, you guys keep talking, so I'm going to keep saying what, because I have my headphones in. I'm gonna ignore you guys unless you tap me, and then I know to pay attention. And he goes, I guess. And I'm like, no guesses. We're trying to not guess while I'm on nitrous and you guys are in my mouth. Okay?
Yep.
So I go, no, but that's, does that work out for you? He goes, yeah, I guess. I'm like, oh my God, moving forward, I can't hear you. So guess all you want, but tap me when you're ready.
I do like that supposedly they have the highest suicide rate, because fuck them. To be very clear, I like Craig better than dentists. There, I said it. There, I had to talk it out.
You're already come down. You're already coming down.
We call it the afterglow. KeithandTheGirl.com.